We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You watched last night. I watched last night.
Yeah.
And I was just thoroughly impressed with just, oh, man.
The Bills had it together, Andy.
They did, man.
Yeah, they really played well.
And you know me, I'm not exactly the biggest Bills fan.
No, you kind of poo-poo them every chance you get.
I don't know if it's them, Josh Allen, or you.
The Poobah used to work in Buffalo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Do you know they're doing a show called Phelps and Baskin middays in Buffalo? Because he said, you know, that's a great idea for the name of a show.
Oh, you're the worst.
What?
He's going to come down here and knock.
He doesn't have to knock. He doesn't have to do anything. You know, because it's always game day in Buffalo, too.
Keep moving along.
Why do I let these little things get into the back of my mind? All right, so we saw last night. Is that the bar? Is that the bar for the rest of the season? I mean, you've got the Super Bowl champions on one side.
Andy, that might not
And you've
even...
got this team from the AFC that, like, looked phenomenal last night.
They sure did. That might not even be the bar. I mean, are they the best team in the conference? I don't know. Now, I know they're favored. A lot of folks think they're the Super Bowl team. I get all that. But there are some pretty darn good teams in the AFC right now. I mean, you can't count out any team in our AFC North, I would think. Buffalo, terrific. Miami, I think they might be a little better. New England, never count them out, can you? In the AFC
never.
South, Tennessee's always tough. Is this Indy's year with a new coach? I don't know about that. In the AFC West, everybody. So you've got basically 10 teams in the conference, maybe. 9, 10, 11 teams who you think have a shot. And, man, it's going to be really competitive and really tough.
Wow, as we get closer to January 1st, this gambling thing's really going to ramp up. Because I just was like, who's got the best odds to win the Super Bowl, right? I was just looking. And I don't know, maybe this is just based on last night. Maybe
it's not. They were the favorite coming into the season.
Buffalo?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So Buffalo is, I mean, I'm looking at.
The odds got a little
closer
last night.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How many are on here, man? I mean, they have odds. This site I'm looking at has odds from, like, everybody. And Buffalo is there, and Tampa's behind them. Kansas City after that, Green Bay 4. Where are we on this? Like, 20th probably, right? But I don't know. As I look at this, now we're middle of the pack. I don't know. Maybe because that's so many Browns fans want to lay down money.
Okay, all right.
On the Browns,
they're
and say,
middle
oh,
of
I
the
want
pack.
The Browns to win.
You watched last night. Where are they?
We
don't know. We haven't seen our
I'll
team.
I'll tell you, if
but
we
where
had,
are they?
If we had Deshaun Watson, I would say we could be flirting with top 10. But I don't feel that way. We do have the pieces. We're missing parts of the puzzle. And we've got to see the way Jacoby Brissett runs the offense this weekend. The preseason gave us no hope. But the good thing about the preseason is it's over, and we'll finally get to see the team as a whole on Sunday.
But the preseason shouldn't give you a bad feeling either. And the reason I say that is the starters didn't play a whole lot, and we didn't see Deshaun Watson for very long at all, and it was terrible when he did play.
Right.
And we didn't see Jacoby Brissett for very long.
No.
And you know, I'm not expecting Jacoby to go out and be Josh Allen. Or Patrick Mahomes, or maybe anybody else in the conference. But in all fairness, we haven't really seen the first teamers do anything. They've been terrible. And it wasn't even the whole first team. So keep that in mind. So I don't think we can sit here and say, oh my gosh, the Browns are so far behind. We might be able to say that after Sunday. Or we might be able to say, wow, okay. This is going to get fun.
I guess part of it is you have to go back and ask yourself, what's a successful preseason? And I also think
a successful preseason is nobody of significance gets hurt. That's a significant successful preseason.
I think that we're I think we're sensitive to the preseason because we've been so bad week one since this team has come back in 99.
Yeah.
We have been horrific.
Yeah. Chris Collinsworth last night said, and this is why you should play in the preseason, because that first quarter was awful.
I didn't think it was awful.
Well, he did.
Did you? Did you think Buffalo looked awful in the
first
quarter?
No, but I think he was talking more about
the Rams.
But the Rams? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the Rams didn't look good. They'll get it together. Their running game was awful last night. And, you know, they averaged under 3 yards.
Think they'd want to trade for a running back?
No, they have some decent running backs.
What do you think? Cooper Kupp for Kareem Hunt? I love Kareem.
It's old.
But
Kareem, sorry, buddy. Driving you to the airport.
We love
you. Love L.A.
Man, was that a nice touchdown catch he had last night?
Yeah.
Just tippy-toeing in there. So.
And you know what you saw last night, too, Andy? I thought this was interesting. You saw two good quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford obviously was not as good as Josh Allen last night. And I like Matthew Stafford a lot, but he had some issues last night. He was sacked 7 times. There's his big issue.
Yeah. He did get to watch the game on the scoreboard that rings the outside of the field. So that was
neither good. Team really accented their running backs. Devin Singletary, to me, looked terrific for the Bills last night. He had only 8 carries. Zach Moss was okay. He had 6. And James Cook, their rookie who they drafted, had 1. So there was 15 carries by the running backs last night. That was it. And Josh Allen had 10. I don't want Jacoby Brissett running. Neither does Kevin Stefanski. Neither does Jacoby Brissett.
No.
So we don't have to worry about that. Will the Browns run the ball with their backs more than 15 times? Last night, the Rams' running game was putrid, and they ran it with their backs, 16 times.
Yeah.
So neither team really ran the ball. And that's what I'm wondering. Can our team win in today's NFL if they choose to run the ball 25 or 30 times? And if they don't, do they have the rest of the equipment to play winning offensive football? You know, Stephon Diggs was big time last night, but so was Gabe Davis for Buffalo. They had two guys who really stepped up. It was Cooper Kupp last night and nobody else for the Rams.
No, you think they couldn't use Odell right now?
Yeah, they could use Odell, and Allen Robinson was MIA last night. I think he's pretty good, and they'll figure it out a little bit, but he only had 2 targets last night.
What, Tyler Higbee had 39
yards
last night.
Yeah, they're tight end.
Yeah.
And he was –
because you know I consider tight ends.
He wasn't wildly effective.
Tight ends are receivers.
They are receivers, but they are a different type of receiver.
All right, I want to get back to that question about can you now understand why the Browns did what they did at the quarterback position and were willing to sit here for anywhere from 6 to 11 weeks?
I can.
It does seem very feasible after watching last night's game. 216-578-0092. Let's check in with Kevin from Cuyahoga Falls first. So, hi, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Hello, Kevin.
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, I actually have 2 questions for you guys, if you don't mind. So let me throw the first one at you. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, do you think the Bills are literally that good, or was it that the Rams are just on the post-Super Bowl, what do you ever call it, deflate, rust or whatever, some combination of the two? I mean, that was a butt-whooping. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I think that score was close. Yeah, I agree. The score was closer than what it really was. So what's the question?
I said, are we thinking the Bills are truly that good, or were the Rams just kind of rusty or maybe deflated post Super Bowl? I mean,
if they were, they're the team that won the Super Bowl last year, Kevin. So how bad are they really going to stink? Now they didn't have Odell and they didn't have Von Miller,
right?
But they're still the Super Bowl champs, and they're not going to stink.
What do you think, Kevin? I think the Bills are pretty damn good.
Listen, I'm with you, Jeff. I'm going to agree with you. As crazy as people think we are, Josh Allen, to me, is the number one quarterback. I mean, he was put a show on last night.
Sure did.
And wow, amazing to see him just tear apart what's supposed to be a good defense. He ripped them to shreds. Wow. I mean, what a show he put on.
Yeah, that's a show in front of everybody, too. Thanks, Kevin, because
everybody
was watching last night.
Everybody in the NFL is watching.
I mean, you're not hiding at 1 o'clock on a Sunday with a performance like that and be like, oh, yeah, did you hear that Josh Allen had a good game yesterday? Or, oh, yeah, he's my fantasy guy. Last night was right there for everybody.
Yep.
You talk about being in Hollywood, and he He embraced it last night. Jacob is in West Orange.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello, Jacob.
Two quick points, if I may. Number one, I think the Browns quarterback situation has Charlie Fry written all over it. I hate going into a season not thinking your quarterback can be all world. Sometimes they end up all world, and sometimes they end up a little bit less. But if you go into the season thinking that your quarterback's going to be mediocre, you know it's going to be less.
Gotcha. What's your second point there, Jacob?
Second point is our two best offensive weapons are Chubb and Hunt. If you don't put them on the field at the same time, you've taken two offensive weapons and made them one offensive weapon. You got to have them on the field and figure out an imaginative way to use them both.
Jacob, thank you. We appreciate it. You know, Jeff and I have talked about that a lot. Okay, let's continue on with this conversation a little bit too, because last night, do you see why the Browns did what they did at the quarterback spot in the offseason? Was it? Do you think it's going to be worth all the drama that we've been sitting through? 216-578-0092 or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads Baskin and Phelps. Hey, I wish you could be here during the break with us. Just our big happy family driving around Northeast Ohio, or listening to us at work, or listening to us on the Odyssey app. I think we've got a Grind Our Gear segment in us here coming up here in a little bit. Not today. We'll have to wait till next week. Like, Tuesday is a good day for Grind My Gears, right?
I think it's a great day.
I feel it. I feel it. So anyway, you've got a ton of stuff going on this weekend. And, you know, obviously the biggest thing will be the Browns and Panthers, and that'll be at 1 o'clock. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on the Browns Radio Network on 92.3 The Fan. So we look forward to providing another great season of Cleveland Browns football for you right here on 92.3 The Fan. 216-578-0092. So let me go back to that other question we were talking about, Jeff. Do you see, after watching last night's game, why the Browns would mortgage the farm to have a quarterback that can do this and put aside everything that's going on with Deshaun Watson? Can you see it now? Has it become clearer?
I saw it all along. I don't know that you wanted this much baggage along with it, but I also don't know where you were going to get a guy. This is no disrespect to Baker Mayfield. I think if you honestly watched the last 4 years and saw really good play and some really play, that you can understand why they wanted to upgrade the position. You know, and look around the conference, Andy. This conference is loaded with good quarterbacks. Loaded. Buffalo has Josh Allen.
All you have to say is AFC West. That's it.
Well,
really, that's all you have to say, and there's still other great quarterbacks.
The AFC West has four terrific quarterbacks. You're right. Trevor Lawrence may be on his way in Jacksonville.
Maybe.
You know, but he's only in his second year.
Yeah.
He was a number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Look at our division.
Yeah, but so was Baker. I mean.
Yeah, I know. But we've seen 4 years of Baker. We've seen one of Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's, in all honesty, I don't think we've had a big sample size yet. And he was on a really bad team with really bad coaching last year. I can see why our team made that move, because you're not going to win in our conference without really good quarterback play. Doesn't have to be the best. You know, the rest of the team can make up for, you know, you're not the best, but you're really good. Okay, the rest of the team can cover that. But if you're okay at quarterback and the other teams are really good, you know, that's tough to make up. That is. And so I understand it.
I think when I ask the question, I'm in a fog, because I need to see past this cloud. And the cloud.
The cloud now, of Deshaun Watson, yes, being suspended.
I need to get
years
on the other side of the clouds, and maybe there's some football sunshine on the other side of this, but I can't buy in. And then the other thing that's been in the back of my mind for the last 24 hours was reading on Pro Football Talk that, you know, with Russell Wilson, you know, going back to Seattle this weekend with Denver, and just I think trying to make the fans in Seattle realize that he didn't desert them, that Seattle was trying to trade him, which both sides are allowed to do. Like, if you're a free agent, you can leave.
Yep.
And a team can try to trade somebody at any time.
Right.
So, but just.
And the deal there, Andy, and let's be frank about this, especially at quarterback. If you don't think you have the right guy, you need to find the right guy. And those guys are paid well enough that, hey, we don't think you're the right guy, but good luck to you. You're going here. You know, Baker's making, and he took a pay cut. He's going to make, what, $15 million this year?
I know, and people aren't, like, people don't.
He
took a pay cut to make that deal happen.
But you're making $15 million. Any of the rest of us, anybody, 1 year of $15 million, you are set for life if you don't screw it up. You know, so, I mean,
right.
that that aspect of the job comes with making that kind of money.
But the line in Pro Football Talk about if the Browns would have traded that number one pick the year they took Baker Mayfield, they would have had Russell Wilson, and Seattle probably would have had Josh Allen.
Apparently.
Instead of taking Baker at number one.
Probably so.
I mean, I think about Russell Wilson playing here after that. You know, like, I'm like, oh, man. Would you now, in hindsight, it's like, oh, I wish they would have done it.
Well, sure.
And they probably could have got a little bit more for the number one overall pick at that point, especially knowing that it was Josh Allen, don't you think? And they were going to trade Russell Wilson. I mean,
Josh Allen was a question mark at the time.
Wasn't to Seattle, though. I mean, according to the story that I read.
Right. But he was, you know.
But look at how they would have. Like, would you have been kicking yourself if they would? No, not kicking. I would have been excited. I mean, I would have loved to have had Russell Wilson.
I think Russell Wilson is going to be lights out in Denver. I think he's going to be really good.
We'll see.
And he's young enough that, you know, he's got another 5 years in him anyway.
Let's take a couple phone calls here, too, again. And coming up at 11 o'clock, so just a little bit of ways, Matt Deutsch is going to join us. He is from Better Sports Network, former SiriusXM fantasy sports guy. So if you have fantasy thoughts, you can tweet them to us, and maybe we'll ask him if we can. Let's go to Nate in Parma. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hello, Nate.
I'm doing good. Hey, so I'm looking at things, and honestly, I completely understand what you guys are bringing up about the quarterback play and the question marks and everything else. However, given this set of circumstances that we were, you know, dealt with the trade for Watson, I mean, at least we have a quarterback that has NFL experience and can hold his own. And in my mind, the bigger question going into the season isn't necessarily the quarterback play as much as it is, will Stefanski actually call the plays that he should? In my mind, we should run the ball, you know, 40 times a game. Because those two running backs should get 15, 20 touches apiece.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, that's the second phone call we've had on that. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate the phone call.
And Andy, it's and I agree with Nate on this.
We've been saying this though for weeks.
Right. But I think people need to understand this. Why, and I'm a proponent of running the football when you have a great running game, and we have a great running game. But why now great running game? Why do you want to run it like crazy now? Because I think it gives our team the best chance to win. That's what it is. If Deshaun Watson was the quarterback right now, I don't know that you want to run the ball as much as Nate wants to run it, as much as I want to run it. But let's give Jacoby Brissett every chance to succeed. And the best chance I think he has to succeed is to have defenses starting to think, man, they're going to get gashed by this running game. And then all of a sudden you do play action, Jacoby hits somebody, boom, touchdown.
Yeah, the argument about, like, not playing, there's only one football and two of those guys are out there at once. Like, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but aren't you always setting up the next play or the next play after that? And if you're sitting there with two running backs, how do they figure out what you're going to do? And they're going to have the ability to spread the field out, because if they think the Browns are going to run all the time, you just throw all those guys in the box, right? And then you're going nowhere. I don't care how good Nick Chubb is. He's not going to get through five guys.
No, but as Alex Boone said yesterday when he was with us, former NFL lineman, St. Ed Eagle, said, so spread out the defense. You know, put three receivers on the field and run out of that formation. You know, spread them out wide. Put four receivers on the field. Whatever. Figure it out. You know, figure it out. And he's right. I mean, you can run out of any formation at all.
Right.
You know, spread offenses get the idea. The thought is, in a spread offense, all you're going to do is throw the football. Well, some of the really cool college programs, I don't know it's college, except the college game has infiltrated the NFL when it comes to the passing game. Some of them run beautifully out of the spread. I mean, that's the idea. You know what I mean? And so it's completely on Kevin Stefanski to just be creative in play design and play calling. And I think they can do that. And I think what running the ball more might do for this team is give Jacoby Brissett a chance to be better than even we think he might be, if you think he's going to be any good. Andy, the premise
for the last 4 years, I was both. So
the premise of what he said has been a topic on this conversation since the day we went on the air. Just insert the name LeBron for the name Baker.
So, and what are we substituting championship for playoff win?
No, but you're substituting, I'm a LeBron fan. You know, for being a Cavs fan. And a lot of folks are Baker fans and not Browns fans now.
Isn't this a byproduct of the game, though? It's a byproduct of the game. You go out and buy a jersey. You want to celebrate one player that you – I mean, like, I'm telling you, I would buy Nick Chubb jerseys forever for my kids because I love the way he plays the game. I love what he stands for. I love his humbleness, I guess that's a word. So, but it goes back to marketing players rather than teams. And so if you've marketed yourself to a player, then maybe your loyalty should leave with them. I don't know. At the end of the day, it says Cleveland. That's all I care. Oh, they got rid of those jerseys, didn't they? Oh, I forgot.
Shoot. I liked having the Cleveland on top of the number. I thought that was just fine.
All right, let's get a little bit more inside the game and maybe what you might be thinking this weekend as you get to set your first starting lineup for fantasy too, huh? Huh? What do you think of that? Matt Deutsch, Better Sports Network, former SiriusXM Fantasy Sports, and former producer at one of our sister stations, WFAN in New York. He joins us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.